Well, if you contrast Snowden with Daniel Ellsberg in the Pentagon Papers back in the 60s, the early 70s, Ellsberg took policy papers, and he did release them to the press, the famous incident with the New York Times, and they did become public. But if you go back and look at them now, they're policy papers. They don't disclose any operations. They don't disclose who is one of our spies behind enemy lines, etc. And by the way, Ellsberg voluntarily came back to the United States to be prosecuted. The court made some mistake, procedural mistake, when prosecuting him, and he ended up not having to go to prison. But he was a very principled man in his own way. Snowden. Words fail me. I think he ought to be brought back to the United States, but he ought to be put on trial before a jury of his peers, and if convicted of treason, which ought to be the charge, as I understand it, that still carries the possibility of death by hanging, and that's what I would like to see happen to Snowden.
All right, good to get your thoughts on that. Ambassador James Woolsey, good to have you.
Good to be with you.